All right, the question is, can a Christian fall from grace? There are some who use Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 4 to teach that a Christian can lose his salvation. This verse does not refer to a Christian falling into sin and losing his salvation, nor does it refer to a Christian apostatizing. It doesn't refer to a Christian at all. To understand the meaning of this verse, let's look at it in its context. Galatians 5, verse 1, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free." Paul told the churches in the region of Galatia to stand fast in the liberty of the gospel. We are free from the condemnation of the Old Testament law, and we are free from anyone trying to put on us a works-based salvation. For example, the Judaizers came in after Paul and tried to spread the seed of their false teaching in those churches and tell people that they are justified not by faith alone in Jesus Christ. That's all right to believe in Jesus and everything, but you've also got to get circumcised, become a Jew, and then keep the law with the ceremonies and all of the commandments and those things. And Paul had to remind the Christians in Galatia that we are justified by faith in Jesus Christ, period. So he says, "Stand fast, therefore. Do not give an inch of territory to someone who would tell you otherwise. Stand your ground, Christian. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing." Circumcision will profit you nothing if you are counting on that to save you. In verse 3, "For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. For we," notice that in verse number 5, "for we," and notice the first person pronoun, plural pronoun, "we" in verse number 5. Notice that, and then notice in verses 2 through 4, the second person plural pronouns, "you" and "ye." And verses number 2 and 4, Paul is contrasting two separate groups. The saved group of people in verse number 5 that Paul himself identifies himself with, "for we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith," period. And then the second group in verses 2 through 4 is a group of lost people trying to work their way to heaven. There are two different groups. Notice in verse number 4, "Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace." Who is he addressing? In verse number 4, he is addressing lost people, lost religious people who rejected the grace of God, the truth of the gospel as it is in Jesus Christ. They rejected the plain teaching that Paul gave to them when he taught them about the grace of God. And they instead, they received the false teaching of the Judaizers. So Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, he's warning them, ye are fallen from grace. You were never in it. You're fallen from grace. You saw it. You heard it. You were there when the gospel entered into your region, but you rejected the truth as it is in Jesus Christ. You rejected the gospel of the grace of God, and you received another gospel, which he says in chapter number 1 and verse number 6, which is not another. Paul said, "I marvel that you're so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. So these people were not standing in the grace of God, like the Bible says of believers. I'm turning in my Bible to Romans and chapter number 5. And it says here in verse number 1, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience," and so on and so forth. That's where the born-again child of God is. We're standing in grace. But these people were never in grace. They had fallen away from grace. Why? Because they needed to learn the lesson that grace and law do not mix. Faith and works for salvation do not mix. The book of Romans, Paul taught that we are saved by grace through faith plus nothing. And in the book of Galatians, Paul taught that we stay saved by grace through faith plus nothing. Keeping the law can add nothing to our salvation. But Paul's heart is to restore anyone who is overtaken in a fault like this. Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 1. "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness." If you'd like to have more information on this subject, I've written a blog post. You can find it at www.sermonaudio.com/antiquitybc. Click on the blog tab and search, "Can a Christian fall from grace?" This is Pastor John Westover of Antiquity Baptist Church. These question and answer sessions are provided for the members of our church and intended for them, but if it's a blessing to someone else out there, then we pray for God's blessings on you and on yours.